Wishing you a beautiful Monday, and I hope you've had a lovely weekend and got to take some time just for you. I also hope you got to listen to Friday's teaching, and if you didn't, you can go back and listen at any time. So as we continue on with this month's topic all around our soul's path, one thing that's very important in being able to stay on our soul's path is how we're nurturing ourselves, nourishing ourselves, and replenishing our energy every step of our day and our week. And these three things are very important, because nurturing or nourishing ourselves is really where we're stepping in to do the things that we know are good for us, that we know will make us feel good. And then replenishing our energy is extremely important, because of course stresses come up, as we always talk about. Difficulties comes up, tiredness, busyness, all these different things, and you've got to find ways to be able to replenish the energy to keep you in that place of balance and to keep you more connected to yourself. And of course we're going to have days and weeks where it's harder to do that than others, but if you can start it as more of a practice, you will be able to find that your energy will be higher and your ability to stay in alignment with yourself is greater, and therefore to fulfill your soul's path is even more phenomenal. So over on Instagram and Facebook, I've been doing 30 days of nurturing, nourishing, and transforming. So just sharing some things that I'm experiencing myself over this 30 days and other things for you to think about. So today is actually day 8. It started last week, but if you go onto my Facebook or Instagram page, you can go back and read all the posts. There's a video from last Monday as well explaining a little bit more about it. So I really want you to think about what you're doing in that regard for yourself, because when we're, like I said, in that space of nurturing or nourishing ourselves, we will build ourselves up. But there is another aspect. I also wrote this about, I sent a newsletter out about like this last night, and this was yesterday's day 7 post, which is when we're looking for things in our life or we want to achieve certain things in our life, it's really important to be able to look at how we already have these here. So part of being able to keep ourselves on our soul's path and keep ourselves in alignment with that is, like I said, to build this lovely foundation. So sometimes we might be looking for better financial support, better romance in our life, better career or change of career, better health, better healing, better nourishment for us, and even the nurturing for us. And instead of us thinking that these things are not there, or they're not there in the way that we want them to be, or they're not happening as much as we want them to happen, or in the amount of which we would like them to happen, it doesn't mean they're not there at all. So what I would like you to do today is to think is that it's very important at this time, okay, to look at where these things are already showing up in your life. So for example, if you're feeling like unsupported in your life, maybe from friends or family or in your work or wherever, in your relationship, then you got to look at other places where support is showing up. And even if it's the most minute little piece of support that you get once a year or once every few months or once a week, you've got to home in on that and say to myself, okay, you change the wording from, or the thought from, I never have any support, I'm so sick and tired of this, too. I do have support and I welcome in more. Another thing, just as I said that, is when we're going through stress, it's like some things I say to myself are like, I can't cope with any more of this, or I'm sick and tired of this. And that's what we're really telling ourselves. And that's what I've been telling myself went through periods of stress. So it's about saying, no, I can cope and I'm not, you know, sick and tired. I can cope. I just have to find a way to mind myself in this situation. So if it's a romantic partner you're hoping to bring in, then look for the love in your life. Where is their love currently? It doesn't have to be romantic love. It can be love of yourself, love from your pet, unconditional love from family and friends. So there's lots of different places that we can experience love, give love, and receive love. Example, in your finances, maybe they're not where you want them to be. Maybe you're struggling with debt. Maybe you're overwhelmed by finances. Maybe you just spend too much money. But instead of saying like, I'm always under pressure with money, or I don't have enough money, just say, well, okay, what is my income? Do I earn money? What's coming in? Maybe some of you might have to be on certain benefits or things like that. Where does that come in? Maybe you might have a lower income. Where does that come in from? And how much is it? And it's like, instead of saying I never have any money, it's like, I do have money. I have this beautiful money that flows in, and offering gratitude and thanks for it. So these are critical parts of ourselves and our parts of our life, because, you know, we can talk about our soul's path like from a higher level, but at the end of the day, we're living here and we have to fulfill, I suppose, that path and that journey here, which brings up a mountain and a rake of different things. So that's why it's important to feel supported, to feel nourished, feel nurtured and feel replenished, but look at how you can already do that, or how you are already doing that, how you can amplify that, and then look outward into those other aspects of your life like I spoke about. So I wish you a beautiful Monday, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.